Matt, as you're watching that ball go out to right field, and for a moment it's in Quinn's glove, what are your emotions going through that moment as you see maybe he might catch it, maybe it's going to drop?
I was, you know, saying the Lord's Prayer, hoping that thing would not get caught. And then his stomach dropped when I felt like he had it in his glove. And then obviously really fired up when I saw it, the reaction of the bullpen, which was what led me to know that he didn't have it. So a whirlwind of emotions, but certainly glad that he didn't come down with it.
Given the story of your season with a lot of hard luck that you've hit into, what does it mean to have it go the other way this time?
Well, it feels good. It feels like I was due for catching a break. And, you know, it was good timing, you know, to catch the break there in a situation where helped us win a game today. So, you know, I'll take as many breaks as I can get going forward.
Thank you.
Zach Silver, MLB.com.
Matt, I heard you just tell Jim that if that ball was caught, you would have come up into the booth with him. I guess, is that just indicative of some of these frustrations? You feel like all these things are just going your way, just these small things just can't really get there. How would you just kind of personify everything that's kind of gone for you this year and finally getting something like that kind of can just, I don't know, spurn you maybe? I don't know how you describe it.
Yeah, you know, Adam Wainwright texted me from home and said that if he would have caught that ball, he would have retired. And I told him, no, I'm pretty sure I would have retired if he would have caught that ball. And, you know, just, you know, everybody's hanging on every swing with me. I mean, it's been a frustrating go. You know, some of the luck has obviously not been favorable for me. But, you know, that's part of the game. You know, if you play this game long enough, you're going to go through stretches like this. And, you know, it makes the days like today that much more enjoyable when it does go your way. So, you know, really, really happy that I was able to contribute, help us win a game today, and obviously thrilled that we were able to pull it off.
Katie Wu, The Athletic.
Hey, Carb, you've been very candid and very honest with us about your ability to or your need to come in and contribute in this new role and however it can be. What does it mean for you to do so today?
Yeah, I mean, it feels good. I mean, you just, you know, as a competitor, as an athlete, as a baseball player of any kind, no matter what your role is, you just want to feel like you're helping the team. Nobody wants to feel like they're, you know, hurting the ball club. And when you can contribute, and you can have an impact on a game, and you can, you know, help your team in a positive way, it just, you know, solidifies and makes you feel like you're a part of, you know, this group, and that you can help, you know, us going forward. So, I mean, today was a great step in that direction where I felt like, you know, I came in and had a good at bat and gave us a chance to win a game. So, you know, whatever the role is and whenever my name is called for whatever, whether it's pinch hit or starting a game, whatever it is, you know, try to keep that same, you know, mentality and just go in there and do whatever I can to help us on that given day.
Thank you.
Derek Gould, St. Louis Post-Dispatch.
On a day like today, what's your routine like? Like, when do you start prepping? How many swings do you get in the cage down there? What are some of the things you do to kind of prepare for this?
Well, I mean, I just, you know, you kind of watch the game and you just get a feel for the pace of it and kind of figure out what, you know, what might happen. And today, the way the game was going, I had a feeling that, you know, Nola was throwing the ball well. More than likely, I was going to get a chance to potentially hit and taking a bat against him. Had a really good idea that if I did get in a situation with runners in scoring position and facing him, that I was going to get a bunch of curveballs. So, you know, I went into the cage in about the fourth inning, end of the third inning, and started, you know, getting on that curveball machine and just taking swings against it with that anticipation of knowing that my spot might come up and I might have a chance to do it. And, the situation, you know, came to fruition. I was up there with first and second and two outs, and Nola threw me a curveball, and I was able to hit it. So ended up being a plan well executed.
Thank you.
Mike Graves.
Matt, what's been the toughest adjustment, if there's been one, to this different role that you're in right now? Is there something that stands out to you?
I mean, you know, thankfully this is not something that's completely foreign to me. I mean, in 2012, you know, my first year up here, similar role, you know, bat off the bench and kind of getting some spot starts here and there. And so, you know, I've got some history with pinch hitting and knowing kind of how that plays out. And then just, you know, as a veteran player, you know, knowing, you know, a lot of the pitchers in this league and having faced them, you know, it's an easier transition for pinch hitting than maybe for a younger player who hadn't had that experience. So they're certainly not easy. I mean, I think pinch hitting is one of the hardest thing in sports. We all know how hard hitting is in general, and pinch hitting is not conducive for success. I mean, it's just a hard thing to do. So that in itself has its challenges, but you know, you got to be ready to go out there, and when your name is called, and you know, I'm doing my best in that role, trying to do my best at least.
Okay, we'll finish up with Rick Hummel.
Harp, how did you feel last week when Mo called you out a little bit?
I missed it. I don't follow.
Well, he said that you needed to hit them where they weren't, and he wondered if your approach had changed at the plate a little bit. You had about, you know, a week or two to show more, and he was wondering if that was going to happen or not.
Well, I mean, that's the first time I've heard it, so. I don't blame. I mean, I would assume that I need to get some hits. I mean, I don't know what to tell you, Rick.
Yeah. Did you watch the ball all the way off the bat when you were running from the first base and then beyond there? Did you see everything that happened out there? Or did you just put your head down and try to make the best of it?
No, I was watching it the whole way, hoping that, you know, it would not get caught.
Well, it was sort of caught.
Yeah. I'm just glad it didn't end up as an out. That's all I was caring about at that moment.